you know, the question is, I don't know, what are there things that we could be doing, you know, better with them as a company, or, you know, with that as a technology, or, you know, there's a lot of things there. I'm trying to think about how to make the customer experience just better and better.
Well, what I keep posting is that you guys are going to get some new financial backing, and you're going to buy Replay TV, and we're going to have Sling Replay TV all integrated into one unit.
I saw that one post, you sly dog.
Yeah, so.
So, well, let me ask you this. So, if something like that was going to happen, I mean, do you think that is Replay, you know, a good brand for that?
I think if someone were to buy a company, Replay would be the cheapest. You know, I mean,
We could buy TiVo.
Right, I don't think you could buy TiVo, and buying someone might be easier than inventing it. On the other hand, I mean, getting into that business, I mean, with all the media conglomerates, the media producers, all the DRM coming down, it's almost better to, you know, I'm the Slingbox, I'm going to attach to them, and they can have those headaches.
Exactly.
I mean, on one hand, it would be really cool if the DVR and the Slingbox were one product, but I think there's a lot of crap that comes along with it.
Well, you know? I think you're right, and I think that, you know, that's part of the dynamic there is, you know, more and more the DVR is being, you know, it's given away by your cable provider, right? And so,
right.
And so you know those products are going to be the most locked down as they possibly can be. I mean, they just have to be. So.
Right, and as soon as every cable box has DVR functions, you're going to be fighting these huge companies, and the average consumer may not care where their DVR comes from.
That's right. So that's one really interesting thing. I mean, looking at at the surface, you know, most people go, oh, well, so, you know, the Slingbox should just become part of the PVR or become part of the set-top box. And, you know, conceptually, you know, sure. And you know, the way we developed the technology,
mm-hmm.
you know, we basically created a core place-shifting engine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just an engine that resides on the Slingbox. It's the engine that resides, you know, out in the Finder server, out in the clients, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this core technology. So, you know, technically, you know, it is possible. It can make sense. But when you stop and you really look at the dynamics of what's going on, and you want to make products that are empowering to consumers,
right.
That's going in the other direction.
Right.
You know. So,
right.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, we'll see. I mean, maybe there'll be too early to tell, but you know, people might be surprised. I mean, maybe some of these, even these operators are willing to be progressive enough and you know, want to do some things that are a little more bleeding edge. But you know, it's hard to know. And I wanna, you know, we are, you know, in discussions there and you know, happy to talk. But at the same time, we want to just make sure that our destiny and our customers' destiny is not completely in the hands of other folks that are gonna, you know,
right.
You know, prevent any of us from enjoying some of this technology.
Right.
So we want to keep pushing as hard as we can to, you know, create real empowering products ourselves. And then if those opportunities present themselves, that's great. But we don't have to have them happen.